Yeah, you know what, we were kind of out of whack this past Sunday. Certainly got behind, and that causes the skewed number in attempts. But there's, you know, no doubt about it. We've got to run the ball a little bit more effectively, and we've got to find ways to do that. And we're going to, you know, work on that during the week and try and be better at that this coming Sunday.
Do you think that you guys abandoned the run a little bit too quickly? Only a handful of times ran it in the second half.
I mean, we got three scores behind, and when you do that. Yeah, it makes it difficult to get out there and try and, you know, run the ball. So, in my opinion, it's a little bit of the way the game dictated what we did, and certainly that skews the statistics. But we certainly have to run the ball a little bit better.
In trying to achieve that balance, what can you do to get that going?
I've got to be on top of it. You know, I think from the quarterback position, you've got to help out in terms of getting the guys into the right checks, getting them into the right spots, running into good looks. And then also in the pass game, being efficient with what we do. I think, you know, being inefficient in the passing game hurts your running game because, you know, you put yourself, when you miss on first downs and you're in second and 10 and third and 10s, your chances of running the football go down. So I've got to be more efficient as a passer to help our run game.
Matt, is that where the youth comes up in terms of making those checks at the line of scrimmage? It seems like you're doing a lot more of those checks, and Peter's not really been able to do that like Todd was last year.
Yeah, I mean, there's always differences between guys. I think Pete's done a great job. You know, he really has. In terms of handling all the things that you have to as a center and pass protection in the run game, he's done a phenomenal job. We've checked a lot this year. Now that's kind of been our game plan going into stuff. So I think it's just a little bit of the game plan, but I think Pete's doing a good job.
As you seek that balance, I mean, they're such a good team against the run. The numbers have shown that. What makes them so good? Not just the front four, but the front seven.
They've got good players. You know, they've got really good players, and they're disciplined in their scheme. I think you've got two game changers in the front four in Hardy and Johnson, and two guys that, you know, are stout against the run but also phenomenal pass rushers. And then they've got two of the better linebackers that we've seen in Keekly and Thomas Davis. And, you know, that combination of a strong, stout front four plus, you know, sideline to sideline linebackers and guys that are physical at the point of attack at linebackers makes it difficult to go against.
Matt, what is it about this matchup? I mean, no matter their record, even their leaner times, they always played you guys tough.
Yeah, you know what? It's one of those things you can toss the record out. I mean, it's every time we go against them, it comes down to fourth quarter and what you're going to do in the fourth quarter. And that's, you know, that's one of the cases in division. We, you know, we see these guys twice a year. They know us. We know them. It's an emotional, passionate game, and it's been tough.
Speaking of that emotion, I guess last year after you beat them the first time, you said something on the field there, and they kind of took that hard. Is that a rare slip of the tongue for you?
You know what? It's like I said, it's an emotional game, and it's a game where a lot goes on. It happens. That's part of the game. It happens. They certainly got after us the second time we went up there, and you know, we can't worry about that. It happens every week, and you know, you just got to go out there and you got to play your best.
Matt, can you share your thoughts on how Harry Douglas has stepped up?
Yeah, I think Harry's played extremely well. You know, he's had to fill in this year with Roddy and Julio being out the last couple of weeks, but also with Roddy kind of being nicked most of the year. He's stepped up and made a lot of plays for us, specifically the last 2 weeks. He's been our number one, you know, outside, and he stepped up to that challenge, and I'm happy for him. He's been the bright spot the last 2 weeks. He's played extremely well for us.
I think he only had two catches. What's going on defensively that's limiting your being able to target them?
You know, they're putting a lot of people on him, and they're doing a lot of different things to try and take him out of the game. And, you know, we understand that. It creates some one-on-ones for other guys. Darius, I thought, did a nice job last week. I thought Drew Davis did a nice job for us in some of those situations. But if teams are going to, you know, try and continue to do that, we've got to have other guys playing well. And I think our young guys are doing a good job for us.